let's say the little boy is at school, and maybe the teacher might send him home because he was bad, but suppose not the teacher sent him home, but the school nurse sent him home, and you might say the little boy got, the little boy was what, sick at school today. He started feeling bad. How would you say he what sick at school today? He
probably he might have didn't want to go to school.
Right.
That he was sick.
Okay. And how would you tell somebody all of a sudden he sick? How would you say that? Last night at 3 o'clock, he woke up. I wonder, how would you say, you know, that he all of a sudden was sick? Would you say he got sick, he took sick, or he was taken sick? How would you say that?
I would say, he might have had something for breakfast, didn't agree with it.
Uh-huh. Because all of a sudden he...
He was all right yesterday.
Yeah, and then at 4 o'clock last night...
Like he woke me up.
And he...
Complained about he was sick.
Okay. And how would you say that he feels sick where, if it were right here? You'd say he feels sick...
In his stomach.
Okay. Do you have a word for a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding? Maybe it's done to tease or worry the bride and groom. Maybe people go to their house and ring bells or sing or make loud noises. Do you remember any custom like that?
No, I don't remember none.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what'll get you? Would you ever say?
They say the devil will get you.
Okay. And how would you greet a friend on December the 25th? You see somebody and you might say on December the 25th, you'd say,
Christmas gear.
Okay. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far.
Carry just a few steps of stuff.
Okay. What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water?
Toad.
How's that?
A toad.
Okay, what about if it's the same kind of animal, but he lives on land?
Oh, taffy.
Okay. What do you call the insides, the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Inside chitlin.
Okay. Oh, can the insides of other creatures be eaten?
A cow.
Okay. What parts of the cow do you eat?
It's the chilling in the all parts of the cow.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The center part.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body? This is his...
His breast.
And what do you call a small, flat-bottomed... thing that you use on a lake to ride around and fish in? You might say, I'm going to go...
Boat.
And do you have a different word for a boat if it has a pointed front or a straight front?
No, ma, I don't have no point.
Don't have a pointed one?
Don't have no wood foot.
If it's pointed, you don't have a pointed one?
I don't have a name for that.
Okay.